We are doing Avat Chesed, and we were in the process of discussing the mitzvahs of giving a loan. Tonight our learning was dedicated by a wonderful young chatan in honor of his amazing kala, Karin Bat Baruch. Hashem should bless them, that the Shechina should continue resting in their homes, in their home. They are both partners in a tremendous amount of Chesed, and they're both people who actually live by what we're learning. Hashem should help them to continue living by the halachot of Chesed, and their home should be continue being a source of light to Am Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "V'akafat hachanut." When it comes to a person having store credit, so we had said that you have to give a loan. We have a mitzvah to give a person a loan. Even if your job is you're a lender, that's your job. You make you're a usurer. You make your living off of people borrowing money and paying you interest. You still have a mitzvah, a certain amount of money to give as a loan. You're no different than anyone else. Even though that's your livelihood, part of it you have to do chesed and give as a free loan. What about if you have a store and people buy on store credit? Says the Chafetz Chaim, nireh, it would seem, den ba'al hachanut mechuyav bazeh, that the store owner does not have this obligation, mikama tamim, for a few reasons. Echad, firstly, dikal parnasato, that his primary parnasa, his primary source of livelihood, hu mimasha mochel schorazo, stems from his selling these items. Uvamochim kabel avuam, and with the money that he receives over the merchandise, when he sells the merchandise, the money he receives for the merchandise, kones schora acheret, then he has money to purchase new merchandise. Vim yakiv schorato, and if he will say, let me do the mitzvah of giving people loans. So ordinarily, I have a shoe store. You buy shoes, you pay me for the shoes. But I have a mitzvah to give loans. So you know what? The next 10 customers that come to buy shoes, I'll tell them, you don't have to pay me today. You need a loan, fine, pay me in a month. So if he gives people credit and his line of business, you need the money on hand to buy new merchandise, then he won't have the money to buy more merchandise. So he's not supposed to forfeit his own parnasa for the sake of this mitzvah. The idea of giving a loan is when you can afford to give a loan. But if by giving a loan he's going to lose from his parnasa, from his source of livelihood, then that's not his responsibility. Ve'od, another reason why a store that doesn't usually sell on credit doesn't have the obligation to give credit, that giving store credit is not included in the concept of giving a loan. Just like is proven from the 10th chapter of Shvi'it, that it's a different concept. Therefore, even if you'll give him credit, it's not as though you fulfilled this mitzvah. So that's why if you have a store, and ordinarily people come in and they pay for what they buy, and that's the way your business works, you don't have to give them store credit. That's not part of this mitzvah. You have extra money, you want to give someone a loan, fine, you could give someone a loan. But to put yourself in a situation where you won't be able to buy more merchandise and you limit your potential for making a livelihood, that's not part of this mitzvah. Umikol makom, but nonetheless, nireh it would seem, d'imani ba, that if a pauper comes, etzel ba'al hachanut, to the owner of the store, v'rotzeh sheyakif lo ma'at schora, and he says, look, I can't pay for the shoes. Give me a little bit of credit. A poor man comes to the store and says, I'd like to buy shoes. I know usually in shoe stores you pay when you receive it, but you know me, I live around here, you can trust me, and do me a favor, give me a little bit of credit, give me a little bit of time to pay for them, v'chayitzeh bazeh, or something similar to this. Ez davar lachayot nafsho, if it's something that he really needs, nireh de'en yachol lifto atzmo mizeh, would seem that the person cannot absolve himself from this obligation, im yadom asechet lazeh, if he could afford it. De'lu yehi de'en ze bichlal mitzvah taseh, that even if this is not part of the biblical mitzvah, de'im kesef talveh, of giving a loan to your fellow man, even though the Chafetz Chaim just proved it's not part of that mitzvah, halo lo nafik zeh, but this does not remove this act, al kol panim, at any rate, miklal mashachaka, from the continuation of the verse, v'chi amuch achicha. The Torah tells us if your brother hits a hard time, umata yado imach, and he extends his hand, he's with you, v'chazaktavo, strengthen him. So even though the Chafetz Chaim just proved that you don't have to give him store credit, if your store is not a store that gives credit, you don't have to give him credit because that's not part of the mitzvah of giving a person a loan. But nonetheless, you do have a mitzvah to help a guy who's hit hard times. So that mitzvah does apply. If you could afford it, then if you do give him the store credit, you are in fulfillment of that mitzvah. V'amru Chazal, our sages told us, Hachazek bo, strengthen him, ad sheloi pol v'yitzdech labiriyot, before he completely falls. Meaning sometimes a person comes to you and he tells you, look, right now I'm at a credit crunch. I've sold merchandise, they haven't yet paid me. I need to buy merchandise, but I don't have the money. Give me a loan, I'll be able to pay you back in 2 weeks. If you give me the loan, my business will stay afloat. You don't give me a loan, then my business will crash. So the Torah gives us a special mitzvah. Give him the loan and don't let his business crash. Don't let him fall. After he'll fall, you'll have the mitzvah of tzedakah. Don't let him reach the point where you give him charity. Help him before he needs it as charity. And if you think about it, this is the concept that had people lived by this concept, the market wouldn't have crashed. Why did the market crash? What happened that the stock market crashed? People made calls, right? You had calls. Pay up for your stocks. The stocks were worth that money at that time, but no one had the cash on hand to pay it. If they didn't have the cash on hand to pay it, so the price went down. Suddenly people got nervous. If people would have lived by this concept, chances are the stock market wouldn't have crashed. The stock market crashed because of this concept, because people called their money, and the companies didn't have, be it the bonds, be it mutual funds, one after another, they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready to pay up, and everyone got nervous practically at the same time. And when you couldn't pay up, so then the market went down. So this mitzvah, the mitzvah really is, help him before he crashes. The Torah gives a special mitzvah, help the guy out before he becomes a pauper. Help him that he doesn't become a pauper. So what we learned today in the Chafetz Chaim was that giving store credit is not part of the mitzvah of giving a loan. If you're a store that doesn't usually give credit, then don't give a loan, don't give credit, and then you won't have the money to buy new merchandise. Don't compromise your own livelihood in order to give a loan. Yet at the same time, if you could afford to give a loan, if you could afford to give him credit, you will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of giving a loan, but you will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of helping a person before he crashes, helping a person who's hit a hard time.